And yes, you are listening to Learning Works on PBA FM in Adelaide. And now to Western Australia.
I'm Liz Hughes and I work for Essential Personnel in Northam, Western Australia, which is about 100 kilometres northeast of Perth, so it's in the wheat belt. I am an employment coordinator with Essential Personnel who look after people with disabilities.
Liz, tell me about some of the clients you see.
Well, we have a variety of clients with disabilities. Could be anybody from a psychiatric issue to a physical disability. We assist them to get into employment, and within that we've identified that there are a lot of people with literacy issues. So my having experience with literacy in the past as a volunteer, I've instigated that some of our staff could go and do the training to become a tutor so they could assist the clients.
What are some of the challenges that your clients face?
Well, obviously there are numerous challenges, and particularly, you know, getting into a workplace if they have a high disability. There are very few vacancies or options for them within the workplace. That's obviously the end result, that is getting into a workplace, but other things might be the day-to-day issues of cooking, cleaning, all of those things which we all take a little bit for granted. They have to register with Centrelink, and if identified to have a disability, then they are referred on to a disability employment network. So then they come to us and we assist them in that way to find employment.
Tell me about some of the success stories.
We have a lady who has had a car accident, so she's had a brain injury. She has worked in various places since the accident. And she does not limit herself. She will get on a ride-on mower and she will do what she needs to do. She will cut wood. She will do all sorts of things which, you know, a person may not normally do if they have a brain injury. We've got people who are on a car crew. We have such a thing. You know, people work to their capacity on that, willingly, happily, enjoying the company, which is a large factor as well.
Do they blossom in that kind of context?
In their own right, they certainly do, because they have the support, you know, they have the respect, they have the support of the people around them. They know that they have a friend to some degree that they can call on to help them out if they need a lift, or we'll give them a lift if they need bank, you know, they've got bank issues, we'll help them out with that. And that's not necessarily what our role is, but we will go that extra mile to do that.
So the focus is on helping these people gain employment, but there's much more to what you do than that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a social environment, being that is that you're a worker who assists them in all aspects of their life as much as you can within your capacity, of course. Perhaps if I explain, there's a young lady, an Indigenous girl, who is one of our clients, and she has very low literacy levels. I mean, when she first came to me with respect to learning a little better, a little more, she didn't know her alphabet. And it was really, I mean, on the first occasion when I saw her and did an analysis of where she was at with her literacy, the only way I could get her to do the alphabet was to actually sing the ABC. You know, so we went through this process of writing it out, and every time she stalled, we'd go back to the song, you know, A, B, C, D, etc., which was really quite comical, you know. So we had a lot of fun, and getting her to write out her name, address, etc., on a form, which she didn't even know what the word name meant, address meant. So we went through that process. By the time we'd been through and I'd given her some homework, which I do, she went out of that office, you know, beaming, because she'd done some reading and writing and she was just loving it. And she's been back ever since, and, you know, we're progressing really well. But it's just one of those stories that you reflect on and say, you know, you can make so much change to people by helping them to understand that they can do something different.
They still have a long way to go, though, don't they, to get a job? But it's a start.
Well, that's right, absolutely. But if you can develop the person or help them to develop, we're not developing them, they are helping, we're helping them to develop to the point where they know that they can do it. You know that they can achieve, and then they go on to get a job of some sort. And, you know, it's at the level that they're able to do, and that's great. but, you know, knowing that they can achieve is really the main factor of getting a job. I had a 60-year-old who had a full working life, retired, and still did not know the alphabet, you know, and his motivation was to be able to read to the grandchildren. And that's often what happens. You know, there is that motivation that says, I want to do something different because I've now got somebody relying on me to do that, or I have to survive on my own account. You know, I've got a young lad of 19 who I'm tutoring at the moment through the workplace, and he can't go shopping, and he's become an independent liver. So, you know, he needs that skill and to be able to read recipes and so forth.
What motivates you to do what you do?
That is a difficult question, because you just do it. You know, you have a passion for being there and doing the best you can. If I can relate it back to literacy, which is the thing that, you know, I have helped to develop, I suppose, within our workplace, people don't necessarily have their self-worth or self-esteem in place. And by addressing something that you can help with and support them with, then you can make some shift in that self-esteem. So I suppose that's the passion that I see, that everybody has the potential of change if they're given the right circumstances.
My thanks to Liz Hughes for that interview, which I recorded some weeks ago in Perth during the annual conference of the Australian Council for Adult Literacy.